You see, what the brain says, the human brain keeps saying, when, if, then. If you could imagine that your brain is a radio, a shortwave radio. It's got shortwave, medium wave, and long wave. It's a radio. And your brain says, when all those stations stop and the silence, then I shall be myself. So what you're saying is, when she's not like that, and he's not like that, and when they do this, and when they don't do this, when all these things are the way my mind is happy with, then I shall be happy. But you see, you never will. Ever. Ever. The world is full of shit. Everybody's shitting on everybody all the time. Nobody cares for anybody. Except just a very, very few. And you can always tell those few because their lives are devoted to other people. They're not looking for happiness. Because they are happiness. Because their life is about being there for other people. They've forgotten themselves. And there are people like that. Not religious people that are doing things in order to go to heaven, but people that really care. And we could say selflessly. They just are there for other people. But while you're devoted to you trying to be happy, you will never, ever be happy. Because even if that person says exactly what you want them to say to you, there'll be part of your brain says, ah, but what if it isn't true? Or what if they change their mind? Or what if somebody else comes along? Or what if, what if, what if, what if? So, you'll never be in the peace. Peace is when you say, I am here with what is, and thank you for what I've got. But while it says, if this person, it should be, I want that, 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 you're in hell. There is a hell. It's here. It's in the human brain. That's hell. As soon as you want somebody to be other than the way they are, before you can be happy, you're in hell. And of course, they want you to be the way they want, and everybody wants everybody to be. And so what do we have? We have a planet raging in war. The whole planet is a war. And it's outside, and people torturing and killing in each other, and it's inside every single head, except just these very few exceptional people who've gone beyond themselves, and they're there for other people. There's war everywhere, there's conflict everywhere. Everywhere you look, you'll see it. And it's all coming out of fear. So while you're saying, then, if, when, it'll never happen. Ever. And even if it does, your mind will say, oh, it's not really like that, or they're only saying that, or it's going to change, or. Then the other thing, I think I spoke about this the other day, what you don't realize is, you see, that the mind is always building corridors. It makes corridors, places where everything lives down there. Cause and effect. This now and that's going to happen because of what happened in the past. But you see, life isn't like that. Life doesn't have corridors. It doesn't have sections. There's no line between France and Spain, and there's no line anywhere. There is nothing except what there is. And there are no lines, there are no definitions, nothing is set. It's moving all the time. George Carlin, I was just hearing that thing you sent to me, and he said, the boundary between two countries is when two warring factions decide to stop for a while. And they say, okay, this is the boundary. Until they fight again. We're all fighting. Because we all think if we get our way, then we'll feel good. But we don't realize that our way is sick. It's neurotic. It's trying to satisfy an addiction in the brain that has been put there by sick people. Our brain is programmed by people who are sick. Almost everybody's sick. Everybody's saying, me, 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 me. And that's the way our brain is programmed. The world is there for me. You're supposed to be like this and then I'll be happy. But who's happy? The addiction is this. While you're being formed, as you're growing up, your brain is being formed. And there are little synapses, little connections going on in the brain, making circuits. And these circuits say, things have to be like this. It's an addiction. So it's like an alcoholic. It grows a certain circuit in the brain and says, you've got to keep feeding me, you've got to keep feeding me. Not only that, you've got to keep feeding it more and more and more. And the brain is full of these things that you were given as a child. What's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong, what's benefit, what's harm, what's possible, what's impossible. But they don't exist in existence. They exist in each brain. And we have Jewish brains and we have Muslim brains and Catholic brains and all these. But who do you know is happy? Just look at the religious people. And they're saying, if you do this, then... No. So the brain is keep trying to get things on the outside to match what's on the inside. And what's inside is sick. Because it's been put there by sick people. By people who are not happy. It doesn't work. Now, you have touched a few times. Just a few times. Total freedom. You just touched it and then you've gone back again. I don't know whether you know it, but your energy has reached a place of freedom a few times. But you see, very, very few people dare to live in freedom. Because in freedom, there's no control. But the funny thing is, when you live in freedom, you don't need control. Because when you live in absolute freedom, everything you need is always there. And you recognize that. And again, just for all of you listening to this as well, it's if you want a thermometer, if you want a Geiger counter on how things are, check with the body. Contracted or expanded? Complaint or gratitude? Things will never be and can't be the way your neurosis wants them to be, and be grateful for that. Just imagine what this planet would be if everybody's mind had their way, which is what everybody's trying to do. The torturer is trying to get their way. And in a way, everybody's torturing everybody, except these few exceptional people. This exceptional people, I want to say that again. The exceptional person is the person that looks out at the other person and checks in with them and cares for them. Doesn't always give them what they want, because what they want isn't always healthy for them. they're a drug addict, they don't go out and buy drugs for them. But they're looking out all the time. And that's open for everybody.